Hello, everyone. This is Dan Murphy from DMVsoccer.com, and welcome to our latest coaching podcast. Date is April 26th, 2022. Through the history of running this, we've gone on a few brief hiatuses here and there. Obviously, no college soccer right now. But wanted to record an episode, speak about youth soccer, bring everyone an update on, you know, maybe some upcoming plans for the DMV Soccer Coaching Podcast. I'll just talk about DC United real quick and maybe just go on a rant, just a few minute rant about what I've seen so far this season coaching in youth soccer, and share some concerns I have with, I guess, just the overall direction. So, no interviews this episode, so I'm forced to kind of just talk about myself for like a minute. Prior to coaching at Washington Capital United this season, where I'm now, you know, I have two teams, 05s and 06 boys, I was with Baltimore Bays Development Academy with a 99 group for, I think, three or four seasons. We ended up at Baltimore Armor. Excuse me, and then finished up at Pipeline, and then after that, took a year off, went to Baltimore Celtic 2003 Premier, both teams as an assistant coach for, I think, three seasons. Had a great time with the 03 boys. And then, you know, this season I've been a head coach for the first time with Washington Capital United 2005 boys, who made it to the State Cup Finals last year. Kind of have been going through a transition period last season and the season before. And then, you know, I think it was technically our technical director or director of coaching. I remember Judah Cooks ended up leaving, and we've kind of gone through a little bit of a transition period as a club as well, which is crazy because, you know, I left, you know, Celtic because I was so tired of all the transition there. We were Baltimore Celtic Union there at the end. Then they were merging with Coppermine, and there was just a lot of transition that season after COVID. So, you know, I guess what I'm trying to get at is the past few, you know, the prior seasons I was in Development Academy or ECNL. This season, you know, EDP and you know, maybe a less traditional pay-to-play atmosphere, which is what I was looking for. Nothing against, I guess I should reword that. I wasn't looking to get away from pay-to-play, but I was more looking for something more fulfilling, if that makes sense. So, you know, I grew up in PG County. I was kind of thinking back about my youth soccer days and, you know, thinking, like, there were no clubs in Clinton in the 90s and 2000s. Like, we had to go to Waldorf. We had to go to Bethesda, Columbia, you know, maybe find something halfway decent down in Calvert County. But, you know, I wanted to get back to that PG County area, and I'm glad I did. The commute from Baltimore is a bit much, but some things I've recognized or just kind of, you know, noticed this season, you know, pay to play is sometimes you get what you pay for, to be honest, because, like, we rely on, you know, DPR and Crisp, who runs RFK, you know, for field access, and everything's kind of dependent on when we can get permits. You know, the club is not a traditional pay to play club, which means basically they don't charge as much. So, you know, we might have times where lately it's been great. We've had half a field, but maybe our field time's limited to like a quarter of a field. Sometimes the permits change. You know, we've trained in a number of different fields, and it's tough to squeeze in matches, you know, with a changing schedule when people have to always reschedule because of various commitments, right? So, you know, I'll say for anyone who ever weighed the pay-to-play versus, like, you know, less traditional routes, the grass is always greener. Like, you know, from past seasons with Celtic, the Bays, and Pipeline, and Armor, you showed up, this was the time, this was the field, you had basically like a full field or half a field, and it never changed. You know, scheduling matches was no problem. A lot of that had to do with, like, you know, a lot of clubs will gain access to certain high school fields based on certain coaching, you know, arrangements, and so you miss that. I mean, the facilities, it always kind of comes down to the facilities. Nothing against the club. I really enjoy coaching here, but, you know, training at rec centers and the constant changes have been an adjustment. So, you know, in addition to that, I think one of the issues right now, in addition to like the ref shortage, that's a huge problem right now. It just seems like everything's a little bit more diluted than it was prior to the Development Academy folding, I guess I would say. It just seems like there's a problem right now with the overall landscape, and I'm having a hard time seeing the future of this current landscape. It just seems like clubs are under more of a burden to field more teams. It seems like the refs are stretched thin between so many different matches, so many different leagues, showcases, tournaments, etc. It seems like college coaches are probably stretched thin trying to make it out to all of these different leagues. You know, they go see MLS Next teams. They might go see an ECNL game, but how are we going to say that kids aren't falling through the cracks when I'm coaching an EDP team in the area and, you know, maybe some other clubs are having a better time having coaches come out, but I've never had a problem telling a kid, like, you can play in college and you're good enough and you'll develop, until I just, like, stop seeing college coaches at matches. You know, it is what it is. I mean, it's to be expected, but Are we diluting the product in exchange for just like business aspirations of the leagues? Like, for me, it all just comes down to the leagues battling and trying to prove that they're the best. And, you know, it seems like the coaches are stretched thin, the college coaches and club coaches. The clubs at times can be stretched thin, right? Like the smaller clubs that don't have a deep player pool in certain age groups being expected to like field teams in the major competitions, and then like the lower leagues at the same time. You know, it seems like it could add a pathway to, you know, or a certain pathway for certain clubs, right? And that's great, but I just don't see that having all of these different leagues is what's best for the overall landscape of youth soccer. I just don't see how it works. And something in the next couple of years is, in my opinion, going to really have to give, because you can't have player development with refs who don't know what they're doing, which I've just seen a lot of, and nothing against refs, but there's a huge shortage. They're expected to, you know, have coverage for more matches. There's a lot more rescheduling going on because of all the conflicts, all of the State Cup, you know, scheduling. Like, what's at the heart of it? Like, what's the MO behind all of it? And it's just all of the leagues and, you know, associations trying to do what's best for them. And I think that someone in youth soccer in the United States has to just provide a pathway and some sort of leadership, versus it being every man for themselves. And it really is literally the definition right now, from what I've seen, of every man for themselves. I could have a player leave tomorrow and we'll just go to another club because they're on scholarship and they have no money invested. And then they're just like, I've had issues this season where scholarship players and paying players just do whatever they want. They can change clubs. They can just not show up. I mean, I really appreciate all the kids that I coach. I've told the ones that show up all the time, like, you guys grind for me. I'm going to, you know, you guys show up and you put the work in and you'll be rewarded. And that's always been my mentality. But from what I've seen, there's just too many coaches that are willing to reward a kid because he's got some talent. And that means they'll be on scholarship. They can come and go as they please. They don't have to take it serious. Like, I'm not saying that as a negative indication of anyone in our club. I'm saying that the overall landscape of youth soccer right now seems to cater to everyone for themselves, versus there being some sort of direction, and that goes for players, clubs, leagues. Everyone's all in it for themselves. Where is that leadership coming from, is my question. Like, who's the governing body of U.S. youth soccer who steps in and says, here's all the leagues, here's, you know, the people behind the leagues, here are the teams in the leagues, here's why the leagues are good for you? But they're not going to do that, because how do you sit there and explain how, you know, six or eight different leagues, like all the different ECNL regional stuff, constantly growing that league, MLS Next, constantly adding clubs. I have sincere concern over the future of youth soccer. Which sucks because I'm like big into player development. I know a lot of people listening have spent time helping to develop players, but the lack of refs, the lack of leadership and overall pathway for the existing leagues, college coaches being expected to be in four different places at once, more international players taking up college roster spaces, less college players going on to play pro soccer. I mean, it's just all from the bottom to the top seeming to not be working in the right direction, but especially at the youth level, there's got to be some other type of leadership or any type of leadership that just says, look, we don't need eight different freaking youth leagues. Like, let's figure this out. What's going on? Why are the parents all expected to, shuttle their kids around all throughout the area when there's just fields available? There's too many games, there's too many leagues, and it's all just because everybody just wants to make money. The end. Like, politics and money, the end. And, it's been getting worse over the past few seasons. When the Development Academy disbanded and all of those past DA coaches came out, they were like, this is BS. They're just trying to make it all about MLS. A lot of the past DA teams weren't invited to MLS Next. Some of the MLS Next clubs that were invited, you're like, are you serious? It is the epitome of every man for themselves. And it starts from the top. And there's just no, for me, there's just no leadership at the top to help parents navigate the current landscape. I still don't fully understand the current landscape. And I'm not sure how it changes, but I guess I would end in saying that there's some sincere concern with the way things have been going. Do you share my views? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Feel free to tweet in a comment and share with us what you think. Congrats to DC United on getting a win this weekend following the overly dramatic hot takes that we and others have been tweeting out about, following the dismissal of their head coach. Hopefully things continue to improve in the right direction. Hopefully the taxi guy can keep scoring goals, which is, what they need and have needed. Hopefully DC United continues to compete. Obviously, we criticize based on our passion for the club. I've been a lifelong fan. I went to see DC United matches with my brother and my dad at a young age, as did probably a lot of people. So nobody wants to see them do bad. I think people are just kind of upset with the lack of progress being made after the first few seasons being so dominant. So it's tough to swallow when they sell Rooney, they sell Acosta, they sell, Areola, they sell Paredes, and don't really reinvest that. So if they get Gareth Bale, I'll be happy to eat my words there. Regarding the future of the podcast, we hope to keep interviewing college coaches. We hope to keep, raising awareness in the local levels. It's just been tough coaching and honestly kind of losing a little bit of passion for the game this season based on just everything involved. It's been a pretty crazy season in terms of just everything going on. So, hopefully we become college fans next season. We'll try to get some more college coaches lined up. Anything we can do to try to raise awareness at the grassroots level to get more kids out to college games or, more exposure for programs is the main goal here. And also just to kind of be a little bit of a voice for local soccer. But, we don't take it super – I don't take it super serious. So this is more of a hobby. Anyway, if anyone has anything that they would like to chime in about in terms of the future of youth soccer or the current landscape, if you completely disagree or agree, feel free to chime in on Twitter. Otherwise, this has been a 15-minute rant about youth soccer. My name is Dan Murphy from dmvsoccer.com, and thanks for listening. Take care.